Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Chauncey Show. We're always right, never left. We put God first and politics second. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. There are a lot of things transpiring in our nation today and around the world. And what better person to have on my show than former veteran and U.S. Senate candidate, where I call California the Mecca Center of disaster of what's going on. My dear friend James P. Bradley is in the studio. He's going to shed some light on what's going on in California to the nation and some of the type of things that we need to do to fight back against deep state and corrupt politicians in our nation today. Without any further ado, let me welcome my dear friend into the studio, JB.
Well, Chauncey, my brother from another mother.
But the same father.
I love that line, brother. I love how we can open it up. I love how you open it up, too. And everyone listening today, he is truly a God-gifted soldier, and we're fighting it here in the on the West Coast, the Left Coast. They often call Commie California, and we can dig into that. So, hey, thanks for inviting me on your show. It's always a pleasure to be with you, sir.
Brother, it's always a pleasure to be with you. We always bring, you know, speaking truth to power. This type of conversation, you know, people need to hear. We tell it straight. We're God-fearing people. We're servants of the Most High. And that's whose will we operate under, not man's. We are soldiers in the battle of the spiritual warfare that is transpiring right now in the world today. And I implore everybody, please repent, seek the Most High, okay, so you can save your soul and help us to be a team member of this great soldier team that we have of fighters in faith to save our nation. Jim, you know, we are going through a spiritual warfare. There's no doubt about that. What do we need to do on the ground to try to combat this? I know that you're raising the level of consciousness. You're exposing the lies that are going on. And you're in California, man. That's the belly of the beast. That is the cesspool of the nation. No disrespect. And I'm glad that you're standing up to fight. Shed some light on this, man. And, you know, tell us what we're up against, what we need to do, and how we can move forward. I know that's a lot to unpack, but you can handle it.
Yeah, and you want me to do it in under an hour. That's a toughie.
Yeah, we could always have you back on.
Well, you know, I love it. I love the fact that you're willing to have me back on. That's even better.
Amen.
First and foremost, look up, everybody, look up. That is the man that we always answer to. With God in our lives, there's nothing – no battle we can go into that we will be defeated. But, yeah, we'll lose a few battles here and there, but the end of day, we will win this war between dark and light and good versus evil. And truly, we are facing, here in California, I often call it Commie California because truly it is, a large portion of California is owned by front groups to the CCP. And you have to ask yourself, why are all of Biden's administration coming out of California? Well, you follow the Marxist ideologies, and you look at California, you'll know where that is the incubator. Right here, I'm in the belly of the beast, and I'm fighting it. I'm exposing those liars, those cheats, those that are the enemy of the state, and you know the list of the criminals and the list, the cast of characters. The gentleman I'm running against, so everyone knows I am running for United States Senate in California, is I often call him the architect of the steal. The election we had in 2020 has been planned for many, many, many years using technology, using laws that they layer on top of each other that create the irregularities that we have been victimized by here in the state of California. So what we are doing, so you're asking, what am I doing? I, with 12 other congressional candidates in 2020, formed a lawsuit that was filed January 5th, I believe it was. And it's currently in the United States District Court, Central District of California. And I can I'll point everyone there so you can actually go to the website and you'll see what we're doing. But we teamed up with a nonpartisan group called Election Integrity Project out of California. So it's in there right now. The judge has heard both plaintiff and the defendants. He is now waiting on his ruling either to move into discovery, or if he dismisses the case, then we go into the Court of Appeals. In other words, we are not going to give up because we based our lawsuit on the constitutionality or lack of the layered laws in executive orders that disenfranchise the voters. So that's one thing that we're doing here on the ground. And you've heard all the lawsuits that are happening in Arizona, and they're doing a good job there, and also being vilified. Mm-hmm. So we're hammering that nail hard, fast, and we're hoping that we get our decision here shortly. So that's one of the many things that I'm doing, or should I say we, the people, are doing, because I'm not an establishment candidate. I am a grassroots candidate that will speak to the constituents that I got in my heart. And with a direction in mind, we will win this election lawsuit, and we'll clean up the election process in the state of California, and we'll move into a fair, free, and transparent election coming in 2020 and anything that comes between now.
Amen. So, amen. Absolutely. You know, I also want to footnote for our listeners, MyPillow, Mike Lindell, is suing Dominion. And the case is moving forward, bringing that to light. So we have, as well as what Jim is doing out there in California, we have to fight, people. We're fighting for our liberties, our freedoms. This election was clearly stolen from us. Okay? How can you live in your basement for a whole election cycle? Okay? You come out, you don't have more than 50 people in a crowd, and then you get 10 million more votes than Obama. People, please. Joe has been a three-time loser, okay, his whole career. All of a sudden now, there was an epiphany, and then all of a sudden now he becomes the king? Absolutely not, people. This was set up. This is a fraud, and all of this is going to come out. God will not be mocked. You will reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, because we're in court, I can't use that term fraud, right? Irregularities, that's what we point to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in dealing with the Dominion discussion and why they're not coming forward and allowing the other cases to evaluate and do the forensic audit on their machines,
mm-hmm.
I always ask the simple question, what do you have to hide? What are you hiding? That you have to throw this into litigation where you're trying to defend or obstruct justice. So yeah, it really doesn't take a rocket scientist at this time to understand that what they're hiding something, and we as the citizens of this great country need answers. So that's in front of the court system here to challenge the violations against our constitutional republic, the laws they put in place that undermine the Californian election integrity. And we're doing this to clean it up because we do not have the integrity that we need for future elections, not just the past election, but the future ones. So that's really what this case is about. And also re-enfranchising the voters, because right now there's so many disenfranchised voters for many, many reasons. You know, the citizens not voting, or a lot non-citizens voting, dead people voting. Question, question, question. We need answers. So what do you have to hide, Dominion?
Smartmatic,
diabolical.
The truth. The truth. The truth.
And there's no,
that's what they
no
have.
Reason.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely no reason why there shouldn't be transparency. They owe it to the constituents to be transparent and legal. So we're peeling it back. We're asking them to present so we can move this case forward, because we need to have clean election laws that speak to the Constitution, which we do not currently.
you know, you hit the nail on the head. You know, let me refer back for a second. Donald Trump has given us the energy not to accept the status quo, and we must fight back. And that movement is not going away, people. 80 million strong, okay? And people don't understand. Donald Trump got elected because people were fed up with the status quo, with politicians lying in concert with the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. Now, there's two types of people in America today, and clearly the country is split in half. You got the people that are believing the lie, and you got the people like us who know the truth and are fighting back against the lie. And it will be exposed.
Mm-hmm. I always ask the question, why are you holding back? And there's so many things that came up, not only the unconstitutional laws, but also the procedures. We have now they made permanent universal vote by mail. As we know, it sends out a massive number of ballots to every active voter, including potentially over a million eligible voters who remain on our rolls here in California. It also speaks to the elimination of effective signature verification. Through the laws here in California and regulation, it presumes all these signatures to be valid without valid, substantial, tested signature verification. Then we have the ballot harvesting. And I'm sure that a lot of folks have heard of ballot harvesting. Here in the state of California, it is legal. We're challenging that. That allows one person to collect and turn over potentially thousands of ballots, which breaks the chain of custody, and that's the key phrase, chain of custody. And they get paid to do it. You also experienced this last election ballot stuffing, which allows multiple ballots to be returned in a single official envelope, provided it has a signature for each ballot on it. Then we go even further. Voting on non-ballot papers, it's legal here. They can actually vote on an index card, and provided it's returned in an official ballot envelope. And
oh my goodness.
I have so many observations. We have over 1,800 sworn affidavits of election irregularities, not allowing those poll watchers or observers to watch the election process. It's unlawful. It's written in California law. They have the right to observe all aspects of the election process, to ask questions, and more importantly, to get answers. They violated that law, the state of California in 2020. It's crazy what's going on, so we're peeling it back. We're addressing those particular unconstitutional election law and procedures that I just mentioned. I'm just giving you a little taste of what we're doing.
You know,
it's crazy.
It's an uphill battle. And, you know, I do at some point tonight want to touch on the disgusting educational policies they're trying to force upon our children in California.
CRT?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, please talk about that a little bit and talk about how, and I can say that they're devils, they're Satanists trying to indoctrinate our children with this sickness. Please share what's going on in California with the educational system and how they're trying to force our children into the indoctrination.
Well, we're kind of unlocked with the teachers union here, which they embrace the CRT, the critical race theory, that has been now working its way into government as well as commercial entities. I'm shocked by this, and we were – I'm in Orange County currently. They were trying to do many things. One, they're pushing CRT in the school system. So that means you as a white young man or woman have to now admit fault and in other words, confess and apologize for something that you, your child in our generation and a generation prior have no level of guilt on racial inequality. Because we grew up, you and I are about the same age, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We grew up in the Civil Rights, brother. We were. This was our calling. We were out there on the streets going, everyone's created equal. I don't care about the color of your skin. We embraced our brothers and sisters and in multicultural aspects. And then we went through that period of affirmative action. So they had a certain ratio within government that you have to have a certain minority group in there. This critical race theory is unraveling that. And by the way, it's one, a theory. Two, if you look at the founders of the critical race theory, it's carrying over from a Marxist ideology now is trying to place into our society at every level, commercial, the educational system, now in government. So, and there's a lot of people that speak to it. There's a gentleman I interviewed, and his name is James Lindsay. I actually started a podcast, Chauncey.
Wow, awesome.
I know. Yeah, they're great. Well,
you got to have me on. No, maybe not.
Oh, man.
Maybe
no.
Not. Maybe not.
No, I'd love to have you on. I mean, man, you're a voice. People need to hear it. And, you know, I'm just one man. Man trying to take this on. And, you know, I guess because I'm wired this way.
Jim, you are one. You're not alone. I am with you.
I love.
We are all together. You're one, but we are many. Okay. And before, I just want to footnote something. Okay. Talking about socialism and Marxism. Okay. The Democratic Party is the history of racism in this country, people. Please, we have to understand that. And all they did from 70 years ago today is took their same racism and now points the finger that we're the racists. Remember, God says, the heart is deceitful. We don't need critical race theory from the racist, liberal, left Democrats. What we need to teach our children is critical thinking skills in order to compete in this global society. Now,
well,
you know, go ahead.
They don't teach that in university and colleges any longer. They don't teach the critical thinking skills, which I think they really do great disservice to our future generations. So that's one of the biggest fixes we need to focus on. Is, you know, I hate to say it, and I don't want to be, you know, I'm a third generation veteran, so for those of you don't know, my grandfather served World War I, my father in World War II, and I served under Ronald Reagan. Yeah, I gave away my age.
So, since you did that, Jim, let me chip in. My father was in World War II. I went to school instead of going into the military, so you could tell that James and I are the same age. I'm not going to let you take that by yourself, okay?
you got a better hair. Well, we have the same hairdo, I believe, right? You shave.
Yes,
we
do. Yes, sir. Remember, we are brothers from another mother with the same father.
Father, I love that. I'm going to be using that a lot, by the way.
We have to, because
the phrase.
It's the truth. You know, our father is the same, people. And, you know, the greatest thing in the world is that, you know, this time in history, our father is bringing all of us together for his purpose to battle the spiritual and physical warfare of injustice in humanity in the world today. And I am so blessed and proud to be with you, my brother, and be a part of this movement with thousands of other believers like ourselves in this time.
You know, I have to share an experience I had 2 weekends ago, right after the, Hamas was attacking Israel, the whole situation about the anti-Semitic type activities here in Beverly Hills. We had such an outpour of support of the Jewish community in Israel. I went to two protests, rallies, but in California, we used to call them protests because they'll disband you. One was at right in front of the federal building, and I couldn't believe we had, you know, well, you're Jewish, so we had a ton, well over 100 plus Jews mm-hmm. that are traditional Jews. Then we had the more the left-leaning Jews, all in protest mm-hmm. or rallying together about the support of Israel. Then later that day, we went to Beverly Hills Garden, which, you know, if you probably saw the freedom rallies over the last summer, it was right in Beverly Hills. We had speakers from all over the community. We had, of course, Mr. Prager himself. He came out and spoke. Barak Lori, great friend of mine, all speaking about how we should unite against the atrocities being – and because what they're doing is mainstream media is spinning the narrative that Israel is making those attacks. They're doing their overreach. They're causing the conflict, when in reality – They're the ones that were being attacked, for one. And two, they've always been the most diplomatic, I think, of all the countries there currently. So I look at that, us Christians, Jews, and other faiths getting together for the purpose of, one, identifying the issue. God paramount in our lives. Two, we Amen. Are fighting the forces of evil and darkness. We were all united in those two events, and you wouldn't believe, I'll send you videos and you just be jumping for joy what was happening. That movement is in place and it's gaining momentum. So those that are discouraged, they're apathetic, they're indifferent, or just disenfranchised, the movement is afoot. It is in California and is spreading across the nation and hopefully in those parts of the world that are been ridden with or victimized by a socialist agenda. We are on the move. So I want to share that with you, Chauncey, my brother.
Amen. You know, as I'm listening to you talking, you know, we talked off air before we came on, and I said this is going to be a sermon today. We're going to bring God to the forefront. You know, I'm thinking about what you're saying, and I'm thinking about Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. The reason why I quoted this, people, faith without works is dead. Don't talk about that you believe and you're still listening to man. Okay? You can't serve two masters. And my father told me that as a child. Okay? Because either one is going to be jealous of the other. But my point is, people, the time is at hand. Okay?
This is our calling. Yes, we need to stand up now.
Exactly.
We need to unite regardless of your faith. We know what's happening.
Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead. Go ahead. Right. We, as humans, as people of faith, God created all of us. We have to save ourselves. And it takes people like Jim. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
No, man, I think I love it. This is an impassioned call to our brothers and sisters out there. You know what's happening. You can't ignore it any longer, because if you ignore it, you're complicit in the act. I'm calling you out. I'm calling everyone to stand up now. It's all
Amen.
Hands on deck. We
Amen.
Cannot allow what's happening to our country to continue. You call it out. You scream from the mountaintops saying, this is wrong. I'm not going to take this any longer. If you want to be part of an army, you want to be part of a united front, you know how to get a hold of Chauncey. You know how to get a hold of me. Because honestly, if I'm God willing, that I make it into the 2022 and I'm sworn in my oath of office. And let me tell you, being a veteran, that oath of office is your word, but also your bond and your life. That is your life for as long as you serve and after you serve. That's
Amen.
The problem with people who take it so lightly, because I'm battling the forces in dark Hollywood, San Francisco, the liberal elite. I don't even call them progressives anymore. They're digressives. They're digressing into a point of socialist will, which is literally Marxist and communism in California.
You know, Jim,
you can call me a conspiracy.
Yeah, I can say it because you're running for office. They worship Satan. They do not worship the people, and we can see that by their actions. Okay, I can say it because I'm not running for office, and even if I was, I would say it anyway. These people are right. These people are worshiping Satan. Human trafficking, child trafficking, drinking children's blood, people. Yeah, this all this stuff is going on. I'm calling them out in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's them. That's in Hollywood. You betcha.
Okay, so I'm calling as well. Yeah, all of those who say that they are faithful. Remember, faith without works is dead. If you're not standing up, you're not a part of the army. Don't tell me you believe. Show me you believe.
Yeah, it's not words. These are actions that were taken.
Exactly.
And I tell you, this last election really woke so many people up. Many of them crawled back into their bubbles and their caves and licking the wounds. And that's where I said, I have to double down. I knew what was going to happen this election cycle, last election cycle. I had people from Bernie supporters, listen to this, call me up before the election. James, we don't know you from Adam, but something's going to happen. They're going to do to you and Donald Trump, our president, what they did to Bernie. And I said, why are you giving this information? He said, we know what they're doing because we have the inside information. So with that, I kind of was taken back by it, right? I say, oh, wait, you know, why are you talking to me? You don't want me to win, do you? He said, we want a fair election. I said, okay, now we're speaking the same language. So I put a press release out. It was about 3 weeks before the general election, saying, I've been hearing there's potential irregularities. I am putting, in that time I was running against Ted Lieu, I'm putting Ted Lieu and the DNC on notice that if there's any sign or if we receive any information about irregularities, I am going to pursue this to the letter of the law and to justice. And that's what we're doing. And that's what started this case against the listen, this Newsom. Everyone knows Gavin Newsom. Well, he's being recalled. Why? Because we put together the recall Newsom effort, and I was just basically pushing out the information. And so he's on the lawsuit. The guy I'm running against, Alex Padilla, his name's on the lawsuit. And we also identified those areas that we had evidence, sworn affidavits of irregularities. There's, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, it's been quite a few counties that are on there. So that was my commitment and promise to the constituents. If we found it, we're going to proceed with legal action to clean up the problems here. Now,
Amen.
Gavin Newsom. Does anyone want to know about Gavin Newsom? Well, let me share a little information about Gavin Newsom.
You're going to tease us.
This guy, we called him the clown, and rightfully so. And many called him because he's the nephew of Nancy Pelosi, right?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the nephew of Nancy Pelosi. There's been this power base going on for years here, starting back in the Governor Brown days, the Pelosis and Diane.
Jerry Brown, I remember him.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Jerry Brown and his relationship with whom? No, not Brown. I'm talking about Willie Brown. Willie Brown's relationship with who? Fill in the dots. You know Kamala Harris, the vice president. Well, they, too, had a relationship back in her early days when she was trying to work her way up the ladder, and she
had a great time. Oh, she definitely worked her way up the ladder, all right. That's exactly how she worked her way up, hand in glove.
It's crazy. It may seem like I'm bouncing around, but you can see what's in the White House now is predominantly those that have been groomed by the left here in California. And often people say, what happens in California, there goes the country. That's what's happening as we speak. So I've been living in this nightmare for quite a few years, and that was one of the promises I made to the constituents, not only the lawsuit, but, you know, having been a victim, I'm not a victim. I'm not the victim mentality type. But I see something, and when someone challenges me to do something, guess what? I do it. And what I do is I bring everybody on board. And I'm so glad you're my brother. because you're on board as well. And everyone that's listening in, you can be on board because we have such a strong team. And the great news is with our analysis of the voting that took place in 2020, I can say in all my heart that this was the biggest turnout for Donald Trump than you'll ever see. I believe truly in my heart that he won California, but unfortunately with the irregularities and the rigged system out here in California, it never got the news, never saw the light of day. So that's what we're going to. We're going to clean it up, and then we can move forward starting here in California.
You know, Jim, the deep state is real. Donald Trump will go down in history as one of the greatest presidents in the history of this country. People can laugh at me. I'm a policy-driven individual, not an emotional one. He has put more policies in place to advance all Americans, not just black, not just white. And Religious Freedoms Act put a ban on lobbying for 5 years. They made permanent funding for historical black colleges that was taken away by Obama. Created investment zones in inner cities. I can go on and on. The first setback, releasing people from prison for minor offenses that Joe Biden and his cronies put all these people in these cities in jail. People have short-term memories. And there's one powerful thing that you said today, okay? I was a sworn officer as a firefighter and captain and also elected official. When you put your hand on that Bible or that Quran, and you swear to the state constitution, the Constitution of the United States, I pray that God has mercy on all of your souls, because the first laws you're supposed to obey is the law of the Bible and the Constitution of the United States before anyone tries to impose their will upon a political system.
Amen, brother. I challenge everyone, if you haven't read the Constitution, you should. There's a website, and actually there's a course, Constitution 101. I believe it's at hillsdale.org. You can also Google that. Take some time. It'll take about a week to go through. There are, I think, 12 courses overall, 30 minutes apiece or a little bit around that time range. It's amazing what you're going to feel after you go through several of those videos and courses. Because if you know nothing of the Constitution, you know nothing of the pain, the blood, the suffering, the intellect that went into framing our United States that were founded on the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, and, of course, the Declaration of Independence. Take some time to read, research, to understand how important you are and what gifts you've been given as being a citizen of the United States, that people flee from all over the world to come and be, to have a little bit of what you have. Take that time, do the research, learn. Through learning, you're empowered. You have strength. And yes, when you put your hand on the Bible and you swear to defend the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic, you'll understand it's not just words. There's so many lives that were sacrificed to bring you to that point, and why it's so important. Even though you leave office, you carry that with you to your grave.
Amen.
So,
amen. Jim, you know, thank you so much for coming on the show today. If people want to volunteer, donate, to your campaign, please share that information with the audience.
Well, I always thank you for this opportunity, as you know. And I'll tell you a little story, because when I ran against Dianne Feinstein, I was a late comer to the race, and basically I was number 3 out of 32 candidates in the primary. So if that was a sign from God, don't give up. So I did that on a shoestring budget. This last election, I raised a little bit more money. So why I'm sharing this with everybody, it takes money to get the ads out there, to get your message out, because we're dealing with big tech that's censoring every conservative. So it takes time, money, effort, a volunteer. And I encourage you to go to my website. It's Bradley Senate Senate.com. Real easy. Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, Senate.com. Go there, find out what we're fighting for. I'm fighting for everyone across the nation because it starts with us. We create the army. We have the vision. We have the mission from God to do, to save what we have left and take this back on course. BradleySenate.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim, you know, for your service to our country as a veteran. And thank you again for wanting to stand up. You ran for Congress last time. You're running for U.S. Senate this time. I thank you for your courage, your integrity, your moral fortitude to fight against the devil. Many people, you know, compromise themselves, as we see in politics, and you're not going to compromise your integrity and self for the greater good of humanity. Duly noted, we need people like you in Congress to really represent people. You know, I don't have politicians on my show. I have God-fearing people 99% of the time that are non-establishment people. I don't want establishment people on my show because all they're going to do is give you a slanted view. They're not going to speak truth to power. You know, so thank you. You're going to come back on my show. I have to have you back on. You know, you're running in 2022. But I also want to mention that it is very important that you support us. I don't care if it's $2, $3, $4. We cannot compete against big tech. If you believe in our message, please help us and support us. A $5 donation, a $2 donation. Remember, pennies make dollars. Dollars don't make sense. And we need your help in order to keep fighting for you. Okay? We don't want to be beholden to big tech and these people with all this money. That's why we struggle to bring you and speak truth to power. And we ask all lay people to help us out because we only want to be accountable to you. And that's what Jim is talking about. Jim wants to be accountable to the people. So please, I implore you all to donate, even if it's a couple of dollars. Every little bit helps so we can keep promoting the message of truth, which is most important if we're going to save our nation. Thank you very much, Jim. I wish you the best of luck. Godspeed to you and your family, and keep fighting for America. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Thank you.
We were honored and blessed to have in the studio my dear friend and veteran and brother from another mother, yet we are from the same father, Jim Bradley, running for U.S. Senate out of California. He's in the belly of the beast, fighting against the beast, people. Please, we need your help. We need to help Jim Bradley get elected. So please, open up your wallets. Try to send him a few bucks. Because our message is about you. It's not about us. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. This is the Chauncey Show. We're always right and never left. And while we're on that note, we would appreciate your small donation. You can send us a little donation to PayPal me, the Chauncey Show, to help us continue to get our message out. And I believe that we're going to have another exciting show, actually two shows next week. Let me go to the board to see who we have coming up. We're going to have somebody. We're going to have the co-author of the best-selling book of QAnon Art of War by Dustin Nemos. And it's ironic that we're having him on. I try to put that event up on Facebook multiple times. And, of course, big tech, they take it down. They blasted him. But he's going to talk about the deep state. And that's going to be very, very interesting and very, very telling. So he's going to be on next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That's Dustin Nemos, the co-author of the best-selling book of QAnon. After that, on Thursday, we're going to have Grammy-nominated vocalist and artist and now also conservative talk radio host Monica Matthews with us on next Thursday. So we have an exciting lineup for you guys next week. So you can always follow us and stay up to date. You can follow us on Facebook at The Chauncey Show, on Twitter, Chauncey Show USA. We're on Parler, Chauncey Show. I'm your host on Twitter, NY Talk Radio host. That's New York Talk Radio host, or I'm Chauncey on Facebook. No, I'm Right Talk Radio host on Facebook, but I'm all over the place. You can find me on Google. We want to thank you all for tuning in. Follow us for updates. Please follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. And as always, keep the faith always and share love and not hate. Until next time, we love you all. God bless and have a good night.